Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Welcome back to the ClickSuasion podcast. This is Michael Barbera, ClickSuasion Labs, Pinehurst, North Carolina. It's delivery, not DiGiorno, unless it's in Canada, where it's Delicio. And in some markets, Burger King is rebranded as Hungry Jack's. The popular cleaning product, Mr. Clean, is sometimes known as Mr. Proper, and the delicious, at least to my taste, Twix candy bar. Are you a right Twix or a left Twix person? The Twix candy bar is branded as Raider. Brands often change the name of their brand to match the target audience in specific cultures or geographical regions. There's no difference with the movie that came out this past weekend starring Matt Damon and Christian Bale, Ford versus Ferrari. Now, if you're listening to this podcast from Europe, you might say, what's Ford versus Ferrari? Well, that movie is titled Le Mans 66, in reference to the race in the movie and the year of the race, the Le Mans race, 1966. But why is that? Ford has a strong brand in the United States. Ford's brand is not as strong in Europe. However, the Le Mans race has a strong brand in Europe. So you match your target audience. In the 1960s, Ford attempted to break into a new market with the Ford Mustang and appease to racing fans by entering race cars into races beyond NASCAR. This is where the Le Mans race came into play. It was a marketing and PR campaign, and during the 60s, it worked well for them. The Ford Motor Company had a successful campaign in the 60s and tried to double down on that this past weekend. During the same weekend as the movie release, the Ford Motor Company unveiled their newest vehicle, the Ford Mustang Mach-E, not available until 2020. The Ford Mustang Mach-E is a crossover vehicle that's all electric and branded as the Mustang, the ever-popular sports car. Sales have not begun for this car, so it's difficult to see how revenue and time will tell for this vehicle. However, through brand admiration and brand affinity testing, Ford missed the mark. Although they tried to capitalize on releasing the new vehicle at the same time the movie was released to capitalize on that Ford brand, according to many car enthusiasts and Mustang lovers and previous Mustang owners and Ford owners, Ford missed the mark where it comes to keeping the Mustang name alive. However, time will tell. The reflective questions to ask are, how does our brand messaging translate into other countries and cultures where we sell products, where our brand equity contributes to the overall success of our organization? How does our branding translate into other languages? Ford has shown success and shown failures in this mark. But failures aren't always a bad thing. If a company can learn and grow from their failures, did they really fail? It's a learning lesson. It could be an expensive learning lesson, but hopefully we always learn something. The good, the bad, the ugly. And that's where the 3 Bs come in. For behavioral economics, that's behaviors, barriers, and benefits. What are yours? For Behavioral Science News, this is Michael Barbera, ClickSuasion Labs, Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at ClickSuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @ClickSuasion.